So the audit strategy sets the scope, the timing, and the direction of the audit, so it allows the auditor to determine the resources it needs for specific audit areas, such as, you know, what experts we need, what experience level we need. It allows us to decide the amount of resources to allocate, for example, the number of team members needed, when the resources are needed, how they're going to be managed, directed, and supervised. Also, we need to include the timings of meetings, debriefs, and reviews.